Hi, is this Charles?
Yes.
Hey, Charles, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your cancellation request.
Yes, sorry, I've been so busy I missed the calls a couple of times, and I saw I just sent a text and then hoping I could get through eventually.
Yeah, no, not a problem. That's actually really smart that you did that. So, yeah, I just, you know, I saw that you had recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel. So
it's not second thoughts. It's just, I just started my business. You know, I've been doing a little mm-hmm. advertising myself, but then over the last week, I just got a big contract with the city to do a mowing job. And I've gotten really busy. So I don't think I need it or want it at this time.
Got it. Okay. So I need to give you some options, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature,
yes.
all accounts canceled within the first 90 days require a $597 early termination fee. The $249 that you paid also is a non-refundable amount, and that's because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, so they've already gotten the ball rolling on all of that programming. So what I would, you know, like to see you do, if it's doable for you, is to continue with this at least, you know, for the initial 90 days. And that way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And also,
yeah, but I don't need any more. I don't know if I need any more business at the moment. I can't handle kind of what I got. So,
because you're small, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you wanted to, the remaining balance, because they will put $149 of what you paid towards the early termination fee. So if you wanted to, I could just collect the balance and then cancel the account, and you wouldn't have any further charges. So that would be $448.
Wow.
Or if you wanted to continue, then you obviously wouldn't have to pay that. But what I would suggest is some people come on board with this program that have enough work, but they're using it just for branding and for internet placement and strong presence, because right now, obviously, you have a very weak internet presence, and this is something that will fix that for you, and you'll always have that. So once you do cancel, you know, a couple of months from now, you're going to always, always have a stronger internet presence than you have right now, because at that point, your company will be fully optimized on Google. You'll be on some of the popular directories, submitted to the mobile platform, meaning that Kreider Concepts will come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And like I said, you're always going to have that, which, you know, being that it's 2026, you're probably going to eventually need anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Do I have to sign up for the website? Don't have to do the website right now, right?
No, you don't have to do the website right now, but I see that Chris included that for you at no extra cost. So, you know, if it were me, I'd probably get it up and running. If you don't have time to go through, like, you know, elaborate design or anything like that, that's okay.
Yeah.
They can launch it for you, you know, using stock photos just initially. And then down the road, when you start getting more content, you could always send that to us when you get it. Because anything that you revise on the site down the road, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Yeah, but that's just $50 a month then, right? I mean, once I start that, I have to continue the $50 a month.
If you cancel the program, yes, and you decide to keep the site, it's $49 a month, but I could actually get an override and put you into corporate pricing of the hosting, which is $29 a month. That wouldn't be applicable for you right now because that's already included, but when you do cancel, typically you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness to get that corporate rate. You have to have a minimum of 100 locations, but I can get an override and put a note in here that when you do decide to cancel, you would only pay $29 a month to keep the website up.
Okay. I mean, I guess I might as well. I mean, I didn't realize there was that early termination fee. I must have missed that somewhere. But
yeah, I know. I didn't want you to get hit with that. And also, I want to let you know, this isn't designed to, you know, bring a million calls where it's going to distract your current work or anything like that. We can actually, you know, focus on a smaller volume of high-end clients if you just want to fill in the gaps and make sure that if you did have, you know, a couple of minutes to do a side job here and there in between those contracts, that at least it's the higher-end client that's willing to spend a top dollar for quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping, right? And then maybe 3 months from now, you increase your crew and you want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes your way instead of canceling. And if that happens, we'll just modify the keywords to focus on volume. So I don't want you to think we're going to just, you know, put you up there and cross our fingers and hope that it works. We'll definitely work with you at a marketing team to make sure that even if you're pacing it very carefully, you're still achieving a solid return on investment. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I guess I might as well keep going for 90 days at least. I mean, I don't know how you just pay that money for nothing.
Yep, you got it. And I'm putting a note in here right now, a priority note that everyone here at Local Splash will see that if you ever needed to go to that hosting, that we're going to honor that corporate rate for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we talked, and I'm glad that things are, you know, really picking up for your business. That's actually a really good sign. So if anything else changes, you can call me, and if not, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
So there's nothing, I mean, I had a boatload of emails of stuff I need to do. Do I need to still go through that checklist of giving y'all my admin rights to Facebook and all that stuff?
Yes, yes, because if we were to create a new Facebook for you, that would be a duplicate and it would end up hurting your rankings. So you would just add us as an admin so we can run those Facebook ads on what you already have. Did you already add us to the Google Business page as well?
Don't know if I did that or not.
Okay, I don't
see I already had a Google Business page.
Same thing. If we were to create a duplicate, that would hurt you. So we just ask you to add us to the one that you have. So I'll send those. Exactly. It'll have you as the owner, obviously, because you own the page, but we're just on there as an admin or a manager so that we can optimize it for you. And then, you know, one day when you end up not working with us, you just remove us as an admin, right?
Gotcha.
So I'll send that email to you fresh so you don't have to go through all of them and you can get that piece done. And then the only other thing, and I don't know if this step is even going to be needed or not, but sometimes Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So if you get an email, you know, a couple of days from now or next week that says video verification required, all that means is that Google wants you to go on a link, upload a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area. That way they can publish you. So don't get intimidated if you get that email, because it'll say 7 or 8 things that you can send, you know.
Yeah, I think I remember that, like pictures of your tools and different things.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, and you, some people freak out and they think they have to send all 7 or 8 items and then they put it on the back burner and it never gets done.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Even if you only have 2 or 3 things to upload, that's perfectly acceptable. You know, as long as you send something, it will give them, you know, enough to show that you're a real business so that they can publish you on the first page, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, I'll try to get to that. I just get so busy during the day, then at night I'm almost like I never get down to doing the email stuff.
I get it. Yeah. That's the nice thing about our back office and your client dashboard. If you have downloaded the Local Splash app, I highly recommend that you do it. It's free app on the iPhone and the Android store. And that way you can have access to this 24/7. So as a business owner, the only time you have 5 minutes to even do this is at 2 a.m., then so be it. You have access to it at any time. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, I am awake at 4 o'clock in the morning a lot just thinking about stuff, so that'd be a good time to do it.
Yeah, there you go. It's nice at 4 o'clock in the morning, too, because it's, you know, that time where it's quiet. You can think straight, too. So that's mind. So, okay. Well, we have a good game plan. So I'll send you those three emails again. One for the, you know, adding us to Google, one for adding us to Facebook, and the third one, just a recap of the pictures that you can upload. And then other than that, have a really nice rest of your week too. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.